This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. Hello, it's Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler. And Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Ray Parler joins me. Hiya, Ray.
How you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
I'm good, Ray. Listen, we spoke about this game, didn't we? West Ham-Chelsea. This was the first big test at the Olympic Stadium. I think there was 5,500 Chelsea. Came from West London to East London, and it's all kicked off. What a shame.
Yeah, absolutely. No one wants to see them sort of scenes, especially if kids are in the stadium. You know it's half-term holiday, so there might have been a few kids in the evening. So, look, we don't want to see them sort of scenes, but it could have happened at Upton Park as well. Look, the segregation, people would always argue that it's not a football stadium.
Yeah.
There's not enough segregation. There's not enough, you know, it's too easy for the home fans to be near the away fans. And
well, it's quite clear. I spoke to everyone on radio today, including a steward, a female steward.
Yeah.
I spoke to a professor up at John Muir University who deals with the police and deals with stadium safety. He was involved with the security for the Olympics at the very stadium. It's quite clear it's getting to the stadium and getting out. The access is a problem. There was handbags in the ground. They were trying to get each other. The problem was outside, and I don't know how they're going to solve it.
Yeah, no. Well, that's the big problem. I mean, I think they said they're going to go to another station. Police escort for the away fans.
Yeah, but do you know what happened?
Maybe they keep them in a little bit longer.
No, but do you know what happened? Chelsea told me to go to one station. The police said another. Some fan-based thing said another. It's a joke.
So no one's really knew what's going on. So
you know, maybe it was maybe Puddin' Mill Lane, or Hackney Wick, or Stratford. It was chaos.
Yeah, well, you was always going to... This was the first real test, you know, London Derby. A little bit of a history between both teams. You've still got some big ones going there. Spurs when they go there, Man United, all these sort of sides. So they've got to deal with it, and they've got to deal with it quick.
Because the game was a cracker.
Excellent game, yeah. And we had a little inkling on that, didn't we, West Ham? 4-1, I think, before the kickoff.
That's you. I wanted to have a bet.
So, you know...
You were well...
I fancy West Ham. We was lucky enough to be with Sir Trevor Brooking.
Wow.
In the afternoon, and he was going to the game himself, and he was hoping there wouldn't be no trouble. But, you know, we said to him, they're 4-1, and he said, well, you know, that's not bad odds for West Ham being at home. They've turned it around a little bit now. A couple of really important wins for
Palace
in the league.
Was a big win, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, that was the one. Cresswell was back. They've really missed him as the left-sided player. I think he's been an excellent signing from Ipswich. But Chelsea, look, they made a few changes. It was always going to be a tough night for them with the changes, but what credit to West Ham. They went there, the underdogs really, being at home, and they got the result.
And they've drawn Man United away. In the next one, we'll just touch on Man United now, Ray. I must admit, I watched the first half, but I was back in Suffolk, so I had to get my head down because I leave at 3:30 in the morning. And I watched the first half, and I thought City were going to do it. They were pressing United. United couldn't get any rhythm. But just as the game was getting on towards half-time, they were beginning to get a little bit more pressure, Manchester United. And I think that's the way the second half went.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first, they always start very strongly, don't they, Man City? Guardiola really wants to play with a pressing game. They had a couple of chances, as you say. Didn't take them. And Manchester United is a big result for Jose. You know, losing 4-0 at Chelsea, you have to bounce back against one of your big rivals. And they certainly did that, so he'd be
Jose
delighted.
Jose played his strongest side, didn't
he?
Yeah,
well, he had to. He had to.
And we called it right, because I thought Pep... I don't think Pep's under any pressure whatsoever.
No.
Right? There's one or two of the journalists are saying, oh, it's the worst one he's been on.
He'd be looking at the Premier League and the Champions
League.
Of course he is. I think that's what the owner really wants, that Champions League, the best team in Europe. So he wants to be competing against Barcelona's. I know they went to Barcelona and got tanked. Real Madrid, teams like that. But this was a big result for Jose coming off that...
Yeah, he needed it.
Off that 4-0 win. You know, they would have been gutted about that. Going to Chelsea, Stamford
Bridge.
The
4-0 loss. Yeah,
absolutely. So they bounced back and a favourable draw. I mean, being at home again, West Ham won't be easy. They'll bring 8,000 or 9,000 fans down to Old Trafford. Should be a cracking atmosphere.
You know, it was crystal clear again, though. And I hate saying this because I'm a big Mourinho fan. You know that. I don't think he knows his best 11. I don't think he knows his best system. I really don't.
Well, you got to get your best out of your best players. I mean,
one's close enough again, to the big fella.
Ibrahimovic was quite quiet.
No one's close enough to him.
The big question you're going to ask is, will he drop him? Will he say, no, I'm going to put Rashford through the middle and give him a run out, because he's got more pace. He can turn defenders. He's got that running ability what Ibrahimovic hasn't got. But don't get me wrong, Ibrahimovic is a superb player.
Yeah.
But he's just going for that spell now where he ain't playing so well, and whether Mourinho makes that big decision to say, I might leave him out, put Rashford up there.
Well, they've got a lot of games coming as well, United. Don't forget, they've got Burnley coming to Old Trafford. I think they'll beat Burnley, although they had a great victory over Everton. Mm. And then they've got Fenerbahce away. So there's some big games. So Rooney will certainly play.
Yeah.
He will get a few games.
Well, he needs that goal-scoring record, doesn't he? I think that's the main... Everybody's waiting for him to beat Bobby Charlton's record. I'm sure he'll do it with game time he gets. The problem we're going to have is where he plays him. Will he play as a number 10? Will he play as a centre forward, like we know he can do? Or will he play as a midfielder?
So West Ham through. Man United host West Ham, the next one. Liverpool, now they had a big result.
They must be favourites now.
Yeah, they are favourites. They had a big result over Tottenham. Tottenham had a few youngsters, changed that a bit. But two goals from Sturridge. Klopp was celebrating, but does that give him a headache now?
Well, it does, and that's what you need. That's what you need as a manager. You need players who take their chance when they get it. And certainly Sturridge has come in, scored two goals, lively. He could have had more as well. He got in some great positions. And the good thing about Daniel Sturridge is he's making them runs out as a centre-forward. You have been a centre-forward yourself. And it's when you're not confident and you're not believing in yourself, you ain't making them right runs. And he's certainly doing that at the moment.
Yeah.
So now, look, Klopp will look at it, assess the situation. Got a tricky game this weekend away to Palace, who are a bit hit and miss. Palace, you never know what Palace are going to turn up. But obviously, the big news will be Benteke playing against his old side. Can he? I'm sure he's going to be a handful for Liverpool defence. But Liverpool are going so well at the moment. I think Klopp has really got the side playing well. I love the way they play. Liverpool Leeds. So that's a good one.
Absolutely. Another full house.
That will be a full house, and Leeds will bring massive amounts of fans to that one, because I remember being at the Emirates, Arsenal, Leeds. They bought 9,000 in FA Cup tie, so they'd be very similar.
I think I was there that day.
Brilliant atmosphere. Was Leeds fans are superb.
Did Rod Wallace score early for Leeds?
He might have done.
Do you know what happened to me? I'll tell you very briefly. I was doing a bit of media in those days, but I wasn't working that night, and I was in the clock end in a box, right? And me and my mate, it was an airline company at the box. I won't say what one. Anyway, I went out one for lunch and we had a long lunch. Do you know when you're going to a game?
Long lunch,
you
two
know
days.
You know when you're going to a game and you're not working, you can sort of let go a wee bit. So anyway, we got there and we got on the wine. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they lunched in the breakfast.
So I got in the balcony, Ray.
Yeah.
And right below us is the 9,000 Leeds fans. They took the whole of the end and round a wee bit. And I'm not joking. And one of them looked up. He had his top off. It was freezing, by the way. And he took his top off, and he spotted me right above him, the balcony. And within 2 minutes, I've got like 9,000. He's round. He's fat. He talks a load of Brazil.
Well, they've got a point now, haven't they?
The game kicks off. So I'm giving it all that. You can talk. Look at you, bust a blood vessel. You can talk, right?
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, the game starts, and Wallace scores. They go one up, Leeds. Right, and they've missed it. They're all singing at me. Well, the next thing is three stewards coming in, out the ground. I went,
to
what?
You?
Out the ground.
You were tucked out.
Inciting a riot.
Yet? Was it scored 2-2?
You beat them.
Oh, we beat them.
Yeah, no. I know they scored.
I think I scored in that game.
Well, I swear, they kicked me out. I went, I'm not going. I said, get the police. I'm not going. They said I was inciting a riot. So we come to a deal. I could watch the game.
Inside,
not on the balcony. What a joke. Anyway,
Yeah, we're talking about Liverpool where Leeds in the next round, but I like the way they're playing. I loved it when Klopp was on the Monday Night Football, and he said, what system do you play? Jamie Carragher, one of the ex-players, he said, there is no system. Them front boys, they can do whatever they like. They can interchange with each other, and they know when they lose the ball, you fill in for people.
Yeah.
And that's so important. I mean,
and I think Jose should do that with Pogba. Where do you want to play, son? Where are you happy?
Well, you got to get a ball.
Go play there, get the ball. Do your work as well when without the ball, but just roam about, go where you want.
I think that number 10 is probably his position, just behind the front, who can make him runs into the box when he's got a little bit of a license, because then you've got two players behind you who are going to hold, and if it does break down, you've got a bit of insurance behind you. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there. Yeah. But Liverpool going really well. They'll be looking for the title as well this year, Liverpool, the way they're playing.
And Newcastle, just a quick one on Newcastle, they got to hold, don't they?
Yeah, Newcastle hold.
And what a chance for them to get a semi-final, by the way.
Newcastle, again, the support the other night was superb. I mean, playing Preston,
50,000.
You're thinking, how many are going to turn up? 30, 40 maybe? 51,000. Mm. So you know the support's there for Newcastle. And sometimes it does help you. You know, he's dropped down into the Championship, Newcastle. They're starting winning games. The crowd are enjoying the football again. They've got rid of their main players, really, Sissoko and Wijnaldum, but they didn't want to be at the club anyway. Now he's got players who want to be at the club.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, that's what you need. You need that harmony in the dressing room if you're going to be...
January, they might go in again.
They'll get 105 points.
I'm not a parrot. They're a certainty to win the league. Yeah. And I really mean that. They are a certainty.
Well,
a
certainty to get promoted. You went in there to win the league, which they're probably odds on
now. No, no producer's pulling his face here. What's
something? Well, they're not certainties, Al. Anything can go wrong quickly in that Championship. You can get a bad
one. I forgot he's a Norwich fan.
Norwich, you'll have a chance. Brighton are doing well as well.
That's
Chrissy
the three. Ewan. That's the three.
So, but forget the rest. The fans have been superb at Newcastle.
Right, let's pick out. Can we pick out three?
But you missed the main tyre. Arsenal, what? Southampton.
Oh, come
on. See, because Spurs are not in it. You miss out on Arsenal. So Arsenal, Southampton, another home draw.
Another home draw. Is that the old warm balls, cold balls?
There's a few more quick going into the coffers at Arsenal.
It's an
absolute
joke,
a little bit of more hospitality.
Kiki or what?
And you'll be wanting to go that one. But I went to the Southampton game. Arsenal, Southampton, the Emirates in the league, and Southampton really were unlucky. They played really well, so that's a tricky game because you know Southampton will put a strong side out, and Arsenal will rest players. There's no doubt they will put a few youngsters in there. Good to see Oxlade-Chamberlain scoring a couple the other night as well.
Don't be shy, Dan.
So it's a game that's another cracking game. So four brilliant sides.
Do you know
what?
Normally League Cup, I'm not bothered, but not this year. This is
good. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. That's what it needs. It needs that little bit of buzz and. You know, there's some
Arsenal
fantastic...
Spurs coming up as well. So.
Yeah, Arsenal Spurs coming up
Scotland,
in a couple
England
of weeks.
Scotland, England coming up, or England, Scotland coming up.
So we're buzzing at the moment now.
We've got a few before that. I'll meet you before.
you're going to weigh Scotland?
Kilt, the lot. I'm wearing the
lot. Are you the kilt?
Yeah. Too right, I am. Don't worry about that.
I'll be pulling that.
Right, Premier League, let's look at a few, Ray. A cracker for me. I think Leicester have hit form again.
Yeah.
Not just in Champions League and Premier League. They go to White Hart Lane. Good game.
Yeah, I'll be at this game, Al. I'm going to be going for Talk Sport. So I'll be at the game and I can't wait for this. Atmosphere should be fantastic. Again, I've not seen the new stadium yet. So Wake's been built. They've obviously closed a lot down. So it'd be interesting to see. But Leicester coming off that big win.
Put your disguise on, you might be.
No, they'll be fine. They're all right, Al. I'll be fine. I walk over the road. I only park over the road, so it's perfect. The guy lets me in, hitting the school. But look, Spurs are in great form at the moment in the league, so unbeaten still, I think they are. So look, they'll be confident they can get all 3 points, but Leicester could score there, but I've gone for 2-1 now for Spurs.
What about West Brom, Man City? Not easy for City. West Brom, you know, Pulis, whatever you say about him, you know, he does make it difficult for visiting teams.
Yeah, of course he is. He's in a set-up really hard to beat, but... You expect Man City to get all 3 points. I mean, at the moment, they're having a bit of a bad time under Pep Guardiola. They've got a sticky patch, but you've got so much quality there. I don't know what's happened to Aguero. I mean, he seems to be out of the team. He didn't play against Barcelona.
He's been
sub again, but he's the main striker. If you can get him back in the side, he's the main man for me. But West Bromwich Albion will make it hard, but I've got to go City to win this one.
And me. Right, up front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. Have a look. It's the new betting site for all sports punters, great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10, which is capital ALAN10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you'll get £10 free. Also look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Go on, sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Betonbrazil.com is for over 18s only, please. And betting should be fun, so please have a laugh, but gamble responsibly. Here's a good one, St Mary's. Chelsea go down there. Just when you think Chelsea are back, okay, they left a few out against West Ham in the League Cup, but this is a game that's going to tell me a lot about Chelsea's ambitions this year.
Well, I thought
can they go down to Southampton and beat them?
Well, I thought Southampton might have a struggling season because they lost two big players again, Wanyama and Mane, but they've been superb again. Absolutely different
class. So unlucky in Milan, San Siro, got beat 1-0, should have beat them out of sight.
Yep.
And Milan went and beat Torino at the weekend. So Southampton are a good side.
They're very good
side. So
this
is a tough, tough game.
Excellent side. Good midfield. Romero, who's playing against his old side as well in that midfield. Davis, who's had a great season so far. You've got Tadic Redmond's been a great signing. And the two centre-halves are solid. Font and Van Dijk have been brilliant for Southampton. So this will be a tricky game for Chelsea, but I'm going to go Chelsea because all the big hitters are going to come back in. They've had that bit of a rest. And I'm going to go for a Chelsea away win now.
Airy, what about one or two? Let me pick one or two others. Liverpool go to Palace.
Well, this is...
you know, Palace, when they feel like it, you know, they can beat... You know, I've put this down, I've gone for a draw here.
Yeah, we talk about atmospheres. I mean, I've been to the KP a few times and that was a brilliant atmosphere at Selhurst Park. Once they start singing and getting behind their team, they're fantastic. But I think Liverpool, the way they're playing, you know, with the way the front four or five are just interchanging and there's so many options for Klopp going forward that I just think they might nick this one.
The Arsenal got to Sunderland. David Moyes sent to the stands, didn't he? He was really angry.
He wanted a penalty, didn't he?
It was
last
a
minute.
Penalty. Yeah. For me, it's a penalty all day long.
So do the refs need a bit more help there? The problem you're going to have...
Specsavers.
Well, can they get a fourth official to say, look, that's a certain penalty?
I'm all for it. I don't want to change every rule, but someone who's sitting
situations.
There, goal, a penalty.
Yeah.
We've got the goal line sorted now, haven't we? It's over the line. I think
box situations,
the box, penalty.
Yeah.
No, outside the box.
Well, the problem you're going to have, Al, is always been the argument, is the fourth official might have a different opinion to the referee. That's the only problem you've got. So the referee might not give it still, and that ref would have give it. So that is going to be the cloudy bit of the situation. But certainly these games, they're big moments for clubs, you know. If you've got a penalty and they score it, you never know what happens. They could they could win the game, and that suddenly can kickstart their season, or they can get that confidence back into the side. But again, it's another defeat for David Moyes. And at the moment, with Arsenal, the way they're playing as well, it's the early kickoff.
No, they drew with Borough at the Emirates. We thought it was going to be
they're creating chances, though. They're creating chances.
So they're going to Sunderland. What happens if they draw with Sunderland, you know?
Well, I mean,
you pick and choose your games. That's why you haven't won it for how long.
The good thing about this Arsenal side is they've got a little bit more still in the side. You know, you've got Mustafi's coming in alongside Koscielny's been excellent. So that is the difference. They can push up a little bit higher, a bit more pacey at the back. And it's the early kickoff. So if they can get 3 points on the board, it always puts that little bit more pressure on the other teams or below them or above them to say, well, we've got to perform now. And you always get a couple of upsets. Who would have thought last week? Spurs drew, dropped 2 points. Arsenal dropping 2 points. So, you know, it does happen. But Arsenal have got to get the points on the board before the other sides play.
Your old boys, Middlesbrough, take on Bournemouth.
Well, I've been impressed with Bournemouth.
For me, I can't call this one.
No, I think Bournemouth have been excellent. I mean, I went to the Watford game when they drew 2-2 and in certain parts of that game, there was excellent going forward. They've got so many options again off the bench. Afobe comes on, King comes on off the bench, scores after 45 seconds at Watford. Wilson's been excellent up front. So you've got Jack Wilshere in there, you know, they've got lots of attacking options. But Barrow will make it difficult. They're a solid side. I really like Traore. He played excellent against Arsenal with his pace and the way he run at players. But I've gone for a draw on that one, Al. I couldn't call it, and I've gone for a 1-1 draw.
What about another one? Watford Hull. You know, Hull, they've got the home tie in the League Cup, but, you know, they could be see you later down the trap door in the Premier. Is this a game they've got to get at least a point?
Well, I've got fancy Watford. Being at home, Vicarage Road. Hull, it's going to be one of them sort of seasons. It's going to be tough for them. We know that. Realistically, they know they're going to be in a relegation fight towards the end of the season. And Watford have got good players. You know, they've got excellent players going forward. Deeney, we know about. Igalo's been a bit out of form this season a little bit. Kapui in midfield. And, you know, they're quite good at home. So I would have gone with home advantage here. Not many goals in that one, Al. I would have gone probably 1-0 to Watford.
Another not an easy one. Stoke have found good form, haven't they? Again, a terrible start to the season, but now they're in the stride. Stoke Swansea, I think
Swansea are playing okay, though.
Yeah, but I think Stoke will outpower them.
Yeah, well, the problem they've got is they're not getting goals from all round the pitch at the moment. Shaqiri looks like him. Joe Allen scored a couple.
Got a couple, didn't he? Yep. Shaqiri, the other day.
So that's where they need to get other players scoring goals. But Swansea played okay, but not getting results at the moment. So Bob Bradley could go there and set his stall up and say, look, a point's a good point away from home. That gives us a chance, but I've got to go with home. Stoke.
Van in a Van on Up Front with Alan Brazil. Brought to you by Juicen.
Welcome. Van in a Van is brought to you by Juicen with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far from your local timber and builders merchant. Trade and public welcome. Right, we're going to say hello to our fan in the van, Doug Mead, who I'm delighted to say is an Ipswich Town fan. Hiya, Doug. How are you?
How you doing, Doug?
I'm very well, very well. And you two?
We're good, dog, but I wish our football team was doing better, mate. Obviously, Ipswich is my team, and I speak to Warkey. I was with George Burley and Butch the other day. It's not good at the moment, dog. It's not good.
No. Could be a lot better. Could be a lot more exciting.
Yeah. We need, you know, I don't know if I can blame Mick. I think in January, if he doesn't get something, if he can't bring two or three players in and gets a bit of dough, Doug, then we're going to be fighting to be top half, never mind promotion.
Oh, yeah, totally agree. The purse strings have got to be loosened.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, as a fan, that's I'm just bored.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to put some money into the team.
Well, you lost Murphy, Doug, as well, who's a big player for you. Freddie Sears, how's he doing? Is he? I know Freddie from Ramwire Way, where I live, and he got his move to Ipswich, really excited about that. But how's he done since he's been at Ipswich?
Yeah, he's done well, right? Done well. Lot of hard work, being played at a position. He's a striker. The guy's a striker. He's not a midfield. He's playing in wide midfield. You know, the guy's a striker. Put him down the middle with perhaps Leon Best, who we've just got on, got in. You know, hopefully they could do something.
The
crowd love him.
Oh, brilliant. That's good, mate. But just, how many years you supported Ipswich for, Doug?
Do I have to tell you?
Oh, well, you know, you don't have to. But
40 years plus.
Right, so you tell me who's been your favourite player. And Alan Brazil's going, it must be him, but
no,
obviously
I'm
not.
I'm not
but,
like that.
Who's been your favourite player over the years? I'm sure you've seen some great sides. Alan tells him about his side he played in, you know, Marin, Eric, Gates, BT, all them sort
probably,
of guys.
But... For me, probably Paul Mariner.
Brilliant player.
England centre-forward, England centre-forward.
Good all-round player, could hold it up, bring people into play. Yeah, good player.
Amurin, Tyson, Warkey, fantastic.
Yeah, Warkey lives there. I live near Warkey. We see him quite a bit. So, yeah, good lad.
Stowmarket Way, Doug. You're out there, are you?
Yeah.
So, how is business in Suffolk at the moment? You know, I live between Colchester and Ipswich. London is just full of skyscrapers, cranes. There's loads going on up here, but it's not quite the same as Ipswich Town Centre.
We're busy as mad. Building trade is mental.
Well, that's good news. And Jusson's there. There's a big depot in Ipswich near the ground, isn't there?
There is, yeah. If you're a builder in our area at the minute, you should be, if you're any good, you should be flat out. So, yeah, it's good.
Oh, well, that's good news. Doug, just with Big Mick McCarthy, I think we agree that his hands are tied at the moment. If he doesn't get any money in January, we finish in the bottom half. Are the fans going to hound Mick out? Because they're getting a bit irritated at the moment, aren't they?
Very much so. I think they will. I mean, there's a lot of disharmony there now with him. But, you know, I just don't think they see the bigger picture. The trouble is, you know, we're used to a bit of glory down at Ipswich there. We've done for a small club. We've done really, really well. And the supporters still expect it. But, you know, that's not going to happen.
Not even a cup run to keep us going as well.
No, exactly. That's right. Yeah, they don't, you know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Is it a club that
we do need this cash injection?
Yeah.
Is it a club that needs to be taken over? Has it been taken over?
No, he's got loads of money. Why don't he try and put any money in?
Well, you've got to invest there. You look at the other clubs like Newcastle, and if you're going to try and be competing with them sort of guys, then you've got to put money in, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's better Marcus Evans, though, isn't it? You know?
No, absolutely. Money. What sort of crowds are we getting in the moment, Doug? We still, you know, my day we were getting 33,000, 34,000 every week.
Yeah, and I was in amongst them. Yeah, no, we're lucky if we get 15 now.
That's rubbish.
Bigger teams would probably get 20, 21. Yeah, 15. That's hard.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not being entertained, the guys are not going to come in, are they?
No, I agree. Doug, say hello to Warkey for me the next time you bump into him in the pub. And and keep busy. Well done.
Yeah, if you want a builder, you know where I am.
All right, pal. Tell me, Doug. You're on. Thank you. That was Doug Mead, our fan in the van, an Ipswich Town fan. And Doug is right. We do Ipswich Town, and that's my team. We need to spend a few quid or we will be mediocre. Fan in the Van is brought to you by Jusson with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far away from your local timber and builders merchant. Trade and public welcome.
Fan in the Van on Upfront with Alan Brazil. brought to you by Juicen.
Well done, Ray. Thank you very much. Nice one. What you got on plan today, Ray?
Not a lot, Al, really. I'm not going out with you. That's one thing. I've been banned from going out with you.
I'll just let the punters in a secret. Ray now does the podcast, but he brings his wife with him. Goes
Pardon?
Straight home. That was Up Front with Alan Brazil and Ray Under the Thumb Parlour.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.